Welcome to How Now, the podcast where we talk about how to live in the now. And here's your host, Kim Martin Raymond.
Peace, love, and light, and welcome to this edition of the How Now podcast, where we talk about how to live in the now. I am your host, Kim Martin Raymond. I am a minister, spiritual life coach, author, holistic nutritionist, and founder of Redefining You LLC, where I help my clients to realign themselves, mind, body, and spirit. And welcome to the How Now podcast. If this is your first time joining us on the show, welcome. We are so glad you are here in season 3 of the show, and we hope that you'll continue to follow along. And to do so, make sure you go to www.hownowpodcast.com, click on your favorite podcast platform, be sure to like, follow, share, and subscribe. And you can also click on the banner at the bottom of the page, and it will take you to the How Now YouTube channel, where you can subscribe and click that notification bell so you always know what's happening in the now. And again, that is www.hownowpodcast.com. So let's get into today's show, where we're going to be talking about grounding for healing. You know, there are so many ways that we talk about relationships and how we connect to one another, you know, how we connect to source, how we connect to Mother Earth. There are so many ways in which we can ground and center ourselves. And we want to talk a little bit about that today, because when we talk about wellness, overall wellness is not just something that is physical, it is mental, it is spiritual. And there are just so many levels on which to expand ourselves when we talk about our wellness journey. And so to help me to kind of sort through what grounding is and what it's about is my lovely guest. And as is customary with the How Now podcast, I'm going to have her to introduce herself at this time.
Hello, everyone. And hello, Kim. I'm so glad to be here. My name is Lydia Laurie Bussler, and I am coming to you as a, I am a hyper creative. And what that is that I am just 100% creative energy. I've spent my entire life on stages and with creative tools, making things, creating things from gardens to paintings, to dances, to songs, and being on stages. And on stages all over the world, and as well as writing songs, writing music that people play all over the world. So I'm a highly classically trained musician and a intaglio printmaker. what I love to do, and what I found when I was playing music on the stage, which I still do, but I like to make up the music when I'm on the stage. So I started just improvising. And then I said, you know, I really like to work directly with people. And I was improvising and teaching other people how to improvise. And then I said, I really like to work directly with people. So I started coaching people. And then during the pandemic, after I had gone around the country leading clinics and stuff, I said, yeah, you know what? I'm going to go full on coaching people. And so that's what I'm doing now. And I've been finding that when in the past that I've been working with people, that they've asked me to improvise for memorial services and things like that, and playing the music is a way of grounding. And it brings people to the source of healing with their loved ones and actually brings their loved ones to a place of being whole and being able to be delivered to, and then for them to be able to be with their loved ones as they are delivered to whatever we all believe something, and whether they're delivered to heaven, to God, to their Elysium, to their Valhalla, they're all delivered, all grounded in the music, in the note, in the song. So this is something that I found unites us all. We have this creative energy, and it's actually right there in the earth. This creative energy, when we put our feet on the ground, it's right there underneath us in the grass. It's right there in the stone. And I always have a stone. Now I have a stone in my hand, and I can always grab that stone. Yes. It feels round and fresh and cool. Mm-hmm. I've got my dog underneath me, and she's all creative energy. We all have this, but we sometimes forget. And so we connect to one another. So grounding is a thing that I do. I bring people together, and I play bowls, and I play a note. And when I play a note with the bowls and have everyone breathe together, and I just bring the energy into us, and we feel ourselves and our energy coming down and then rising up together, we're grounded and we're together. We focus on all of our energy going to the tree roots, the mycelium, and out to every village on the earth, and every treetop and every mountaintop, and to the sea, to the plains, to the deserts, to the jungles, to the rainforest, to everywhere. And we feel together, and because we are one, and all energy on this beautiful earth we call our home is ours, and we are one with it. So this is something that I've been healed by, and I love to show others how we can be healed with this energy just by tapping into that source.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely love that. Because I think when we think about grounding, most people think initially just take your shoes off and go and stand in the grass. That's grounding. And it is a form of grounding, yes. But there's so much more to it as well. I think about a recent experience I had, like I said, where I had to go into a place and I was, immediately asked to take off my shoes. And everyone who was in there, had no shoes on. You have some people who do that in their homes where they have people take off their shoes and things like that. And it's interesting because there is an energy that flows to us when we're all, barefoot. I think about it. And even if you go a step further, when we're all naked, how we came into this world, mm-hmm. We didn't come in this world with designer labels on our bottoms and on our skin. We came here, completely nude, mm-hmm. skin touching skin. Our connections were made there. And I love that you talk about the beauty of connecting through music. Through composing, not through just one instrument, through what those notes mean, all of those types of things that connect us. So I just think that it's fascinating that you talk about grounding in other ways as well, besides, like I said, just stepping out there and putting our feet in the grass. It's a wonderful start, but there's so much more to that, right?
Yes, indeed. And when we are hurt, we look to ground ourselves. Sometimes we don't find it if we panic. But when we get really hurt, and at least, I'll give you an example. I had a time when I was really hurt, and I was told I would not heal. And I said, well, this is not acceptable. That's what my heart and my soul said. I don't believe this. And some of my advisors, my family and friends said, oh, you must lash out against those who hurt you and sue them. And others said, if you're never going to heal, then we must try to find a compassionate way for you to get out of this and just, help you end your life. And I said, none of this is really acceptable to me. For me to go and lash out against others is not going to help me heal. And I think this is not right. There's nothing wrong with me. I am well. And I grounded myself right then. I don't think I'm the only one who does this, but sometimes people find this remarkable when people do it. I just focused everything and I saw myself whole and healed. And then I made it so. And that brought me to connect to all of the energy and all of the support and everything that I needed in order to heal. So suddenly I had the right physical therapist and the right osteopath and the right acupuncturist.
Yes.
And I healed. And it took me a year and a half, but I had no nerves in my leg, and I grew back 3 feet of nerves of all sorts in my leg, and there they were. So it's a way of just saying, okay, I can push through this. And I have the support, as I am connected to everything to have this support. And that's grounding ourselves. And that's another, and you're right, it's not just taking off our shoes, but it's akin to taking off our shoes. It's having to, in order to take off our shoes, we can't be afraid of the dirt. We can't be afraid of having no shoes on and having a little of some pebbles under our feet, and we can't be afraid of having dirty feet, and we can't be afraid of any of that. And when there's great pain, we can't be afraid of it anymore, because it's there anyway. We can't be afraid of anyone. We have to go forth and trust.
Yeah, my goodness, there's a whole lot to unpack right there. Like you said, when you're just talking about, just releasing your inhibitions, just like you said, when taking off your shoes, and some of you, my feet are going to get dirty, oh my goodness, yeah, I might step on a rock, oh, there's pine cones out there, there's pine needles, there's all kinds of things out there, I might hurt myself. And just like you said, you do, there is a freedom that comes with being unafraid to take off your shoes, to being unafraid of what you might feel underneath. And to be able to, you know, that's a wonderful metaphor, because we're thinking, okay, yeah, is the dirt really going to harm me? Am I going to get an infection? If I step on it, yeah, it might hurt a little bit, but next time, won't that make me be a little bit more careful about where I step? You know what I'm saying? There's so much to learn in just that simple metaphor of grounding and just saying that, okay, I'm letting go, but I'm also going to learn from this too. I may see something out there. There may be something may crawl on me. There may be something dangerous, but that just means I have to be a little more careful. But right. Maybe I need to be a little bit more observant, but it doesn't mean that I'm not going to do it, because how do we learn? How do we grow?
Right.
Things don't happen.
Right. Wisdom, resilience, support, these things that we learn about that help us grow tremendously.
Right. We learn once we put our hand on the fire that if we keep putting our hand on the fire, we're going to get burned. So next time we're not going to put our hand on the fire. We're going to pull it back. We're not going to wait until our fingers start melting on the surface. So what is it that we're to learn from this? And once the connection is made, then, you know, then I think about presence. You know, now I'm present. What am I feeling? And what does that feel like?
Mm-hmm.
And how does it make me feel? Mm-hmm. You know, there are some people who have issues with sensory and how things feel and that sensation. And I think that there brings a level of awareness. Does it tickle? Does it feel cool? Does it feel hot? What does it feel like?
Yeah.
And how does it make me feel when I touch this? Do I feel a connection? Or do I feel repulsed by it? What is it that I'm feeling? You know? And then it really makes you stop and think. Like you said, does it hurt? Does it feel good? Is it soothing? Is it calming? What is it that it's doing? You know, but more importantly than that, you know, like you said, it's connecting. It's coming to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you feel like things are just up in the air and everything, you know, you can be the greatest juggler in the world. You keep on juggling and everything looks like it's going great and it's beautiful to watch how creative and how wonderful we can be about doing those things. But then eventually something happens, either arms get tired, something slips, we don't handle it quite well, and the things fall. So now what happens? We can only juggle for so long before things land, okay? And before they do what? They fall to earth. Gravity brings things down. What goes up must come down. So when things are up in the air and we feel like things are everywhere, we're grasping for those things. When we finally land, where are we landing? How are we grounding ourselves to that once those things that were up in the air fall, are we in a position to be able to pick those things up?
Mm-hmm. So we never know when things are going to happen. So and sometimes we find ourselves being just pretty heady, you know, up in the air, up in the clouds, up and spinning. I find myself spinning. I mean, do you ever just find you're thinking too fast? Yeah. And I think we all do that sometimes. And I think, you know, we're only human, and sometimes we spin. But when we spin, just going to a place where we feel, because, you know, we're not just this place in our heads. That's not what we are. This is part of us. This is a tool. This is one system, and we have a heart. We have a gut. We have a soul. We have these arms. Not everyone has these arms, but when we do, and believe it or not, the people who don't have arms, they feel them. Oh my goodness. When I didn't have any nerves in my leg, oh my goodness, I felt those nerves in my leg.
Yes.
It was, really felt them.
Yes.
You know, like, so feel when you're just spinning, yeah, that's when really feel the bottoms of your feet, feel all of those tiny little muscles and little bones. You have so many of them, so many, bringing you balance, bringing you stability, bringing you a lot of little acupressure points that bring you health. And they do bring you health. I mean, for eons, they've been bringing us and all of our ancestors health by bringing us knowledge before we got shoes of what's out there. And we've learned about food, we've learned about danger, we've learned about all sorts of things through our feet.
Yeah.
So notice our feet, and we have a lot of senses in our feet. And notice the air in our lungs. This is another system that we're meant to pay attention to. And all of a sudden we're not spinning in our heads anymore. That's a way in which we are coming back to our grounding and our being, our way of it. We're not just returning to source. We are source, because we are one. We weren't just plunked here as a separate thing to feed off of the earth. We are part of the earth. We are one. We are one people, and we are one.
I love that. I absolutely love that, because it's true. it is true. You know, and I love that, you know, when we talk about that healing, when we talk about feeling, and like you said, everything being, you know, in our grounding, you know, it raises that level of awareness. Because where am I feeling something? Where am I feeling? Am I feeling hurt somewhere? Because the healing can't start if we don't recognize that there's something that's not awry. And if we're not grounded, we're not centered enough to feel that something is wrong or that something is different. And if it doesn't become something that we begin to embrace and that becomes our norm, so to speak, then when things are out of order, we won't feel it. We won't feel it because we won't recognize that something doesn't feel right. You know, normally when I sit, and you know, we get those indicators when we go to get up out of our beds, and we get that, my leg hurts, or oh, my arm doesn't feel good, something doesn't feel right. But if we don't have that centering, or we don't have that where we're feeling that grounding that's happening, I think it's sometimes we miss it, because like you said, our heads are spinning, and we're not focusing enough to see that the indicator light's been on for a while, and we've been ignoring it. You know, right. We do that in our cars. We're just driving along. The indicator light's like, there's no gas in here. And all of a sudden the car stops. And you're like, wait a minute, what's going on? Then you start looking and you're like, oh, gas light's been on for like 20 miles and you never noticed it.
Oops. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. And, you know, I mean, we need to give ourselves grace. Once in a while we'll miss things, but don't miss for that long. Don't just stay up there in the clouds. We are not just our heads.
Yeah, like you said, we're our hearts. I used to tell my friends all the time, this is back when I was in high school, I say, you know what, don't be like Tarzan or be like George of the Jungle. You're just swinging from tree to tree, you know, because eventually you're going to run out of trees. What happens when you land? You know, are you just going to keep on swinging? Then all of a sudden you're going to fall on your face because you're going to realize there are no more branches left. Stop long enough. Land every once in a while and see where you're at. Right. So that you know where you're going. You just can't keep swinging around, you know? And that was my little metaphor. Now, who knew? You know, and here it is. Yes, I'm like, okay. I had a little introspection there. I was like, yeah, you don't know. We come up with these little sayings or these little things that we experience. And then, you know, as we age, as we learn, as you know, they say, you know, as you learn, you know, as you learn better, you do better, you know. So it's a matter of getting to that space where, okay, of gaining that wisdom, of gaining that knowledge, of beginning to take those initial steps. So in saying that, you know, what are some things that people can begin to do if they're looking to begin the process of grounding, of just saying, okay, I just feel like things are spiraling, things are spinning. What are some things that they can begin to do to, you know, get to that place of grounding?
Yeah.
Is it in music? Is it in the, you know, is it, you know, I guess there are many ways that they can go on this. So let's try to touch on a few of those.
We have, you know, one thing is to notice that we notice when things are happening, when we have something like that, we're swinging around from tree to tree. If we just keep doing it and we fall, you know, it's okay. Get up. We have, when we have pain or discomfort, when we hate the cold, notice the cold. Notice how it feels. Actually, just notice how it feels. Don't react to it. Just notice how it feels. Interestingly enough, how it feels is usually not as bad as our reaction to it. If it is as bad, then probably we ought to get ourselves to safety. Right. So maybe we're getting frostbite. Right. But if we're just chilly, and we're hating it, maybe there's something else going on and we're actually tired and we're not cold at all. Now, notice that when we're reacting, it's a different thing than when we're feeling. Feeling is different than react. That's one thing to really start noticing. Another way of grounding is to actually meditate in a way that's mindful. When I say mindful, I mean, we often shun meditation because we're afraid of the silence.
Right.
We're afraid of being mindless. It doesn't have to be mindless. And when I say you don't have to spin around up in there, you don't, but try noticing the parts of your body. Notice something wonderful. Notice how good it feels to run your fingers on the palm of your hand or on your wrist, and notice that and be very quiet and do that. Notice how good it feels to breathe in deeply and let the cool air come in. And then when it comes back out, that it's warmer. And be mindful about what your intention is for the rest of the day. These are ways of grounding yourself. So, and if you notice when you're sitting that you have, and when you're sitting, make sure you're on each of your sit bones. Don't just be on one or the other, but be on both. Mm-hmm. And let your spine rise up between your sit bones, and that your spine and your head are actually centered and hanging from the sky.
Yeah.
just be there and notice that your body and all of its parts, when you breathe in, that you can breathe in peace. And as you breathe in peace, that a feeling can wash over every part of you that is relaxed. And as that relaxes, notice anything that feels uneasy, that feels tight, that releases, that hurts, that feels frustrated, that feels scared, that feels prickly, that feels cold. Parts of our body have feelings to them, and they tell us things. And they're not us reacting, they're just feelings of their own. And those feelings mean something. So notice them. Just sit there and try to empty your mind. But sit there and be receptive to how your energy is as you sit there. When you do, there are a number of ways that you can bring yourself to heal or just to ground. If you find a spot that feels uneasy or painful or scared, you can put a couple of fingers on it or your whole hand. Let's say it's right in your chest. You can breathe into it. And you can do that for a long time. Just keep sending it love. And it might move. And if it moves, you can move with it. You can put your energy right there. You can even sing to it. One note. Just one note. If it doesn't seem like the right note, you can sing a different note. And if it moves, you can move again. Trust yourself. These are ways that you can be with yourself and heal yourself. It's not just you. You're tapping into the energy of everything.
I love that. Like you said, it's our connection.
Yeah.
And as you said, and it's following it. You know, you're not stifling it.
No.
You're acknowledging it. And as it's moving, you're moving with it. That's powerful. Because it may need you, you may need just to guide it outside of you or where it needs to be.
That's right.
Oh my goodness. That is powerful. You know, and I love that. And I think about, you know, the types of clothes we wear, that, you know, not being restricted. If you notice, you have certain people who walk around and they have very flowy type clothes on and things like that, because they're not confined by their clothes or feel restricted by them, but it allows them to be able to be comfortable and not focus on those things as a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, because sometimes that's what can happen. Our clothes or our shoes or things like that can be restrictive. And can and won't allow us to be able to move in the way that we want to move, or we wind up focusing on that and not focusing on us.
Yeah.
And those points that we may need to adjust because we're too busy, our pants are too tight, our shirt is too tight, our bra is too tight, this is too tight, everything is too tight. So we don't focus on those areas that we need to. So we want to just make sure that we are open.
Right.
Yes. Feel okay. I mean, I'm talking just talking about where do you feel it and touching it, acknowledging it.
Yes.
Saying, I know you're in there, not ignoring it, but just saying, okay, I feel something, it's in there, and I'm going to touch it to acknowledge it, not to bring more pain to it, but just say, I see you're there. It's there. Okay, I see you. Now what can we do? Start that healing process.
That's right. That's right. And you can do that day after day, or just once a week. It may not go away, but it may lessen while you're doing it. And then it may come back again tomorrow. And tomorrow you can love it again. Send it love. Breathe in peace. Breathe out love. That's what we're made of.
Yes.
We didn't come into the world, as much as some people think we did, come into the world fighting and full of pain. We did not. We came in full of love.
Yes. 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 And seeking those connections.
Yes. Yeah.
To our mom, to our provider.
Yeah.
Until we're able to stand on our own and begin to ground on our own.
Yes.
You know? The nuggets, the hope that, you know, those who are listening, you know, could sense, you know, the importance of being able to create those connections, to create that grounding, to you know, I can say to breathe in that love, you know, to release that beautiful energy that's from within, you know, that we all have, that starts from inside, you know. That's such an important part of it. Like I said, it's not just about putting your feet in the grass, but yes, by all means, put your feet in the grass. Don't be afraid of the dirt. Don't be afraid of the grass. Don't be afraid of the little things that are crawling in there. They're all part of nature.
Yes, yes.
All part of nature.
And if you have a wool rug, if you have a wood floor, and you don't have a bit of grass or a bit of dirt, you can do that too.
What? Wood comes from the trees. Trees come from the ground. Those things, you know, wood comes from. Deep, all those things, living things, it's right. Those connections, those beautiful connections.
Yes.
Beautiful connections. You know, I am so thankful, you know, that you've come to talk about grounding and what it is and how we can begin to, you know, start the process of making that connection, you know, and that is just, like I said, so much more, you know, to our being, to our overall wellness, to being able to breathe in that love, to be able to create that peace, that resonates and starts within us. Like you said, we are one. We are one.
We are one.
And not forget that. We're all standing. We're all grounding into the same orb that we call Earth.
That's right.
And it's all connected. It's not in pieces, it's all together. So when we're standing on it, we are all one, standing on the same platform in different places on it, but still in the same space.
Yes.
Don't think about that.
Yes. Yes.
Because we're so concerned about the differences that we forget that we're all standing on the same earth and not floating above it.
That's right.
We have instances where we transcend. We have instances where sometimes we feel like we're above it, looking down on it, but it's still that same common space, wherever it is on that
That's
globe.
Right. Just like on our body, I mean, our big toe does something very different than our ear.
Right.
But it's still part of the same organism. And if we did not take care of an infected ear, eventually it would affect the big toe.
Right.
And vice versa. We do want to take care of the entire thing. Everyone takes care of everyone else. And that's why there's so much concern by various ones of us around when that doesn't happen, when something is hurt and we don't take care of that hurt, because we must. As long as everything is upheld, we can usually sustain something like a cut on the ear or an infection, and we can heal it. We can sustain a certain amount of pain somewhere, and the rest of the organism, the rest of the tribe can heal, and we can heal the one that is hurt. But we can't just go hurting one member and think that the rest is going to be okay. That's not how it works.
But it all starts right in here.
Yeah.
It all starts with us. Yeah. Oh my. You know, I could talk to you forever, you know that. I absolutely, absolutely am so thrilled. Like I said, you took time to come and to talk about this and all of the beautiful work that you do and all the wonderful composing and singing. And know that my listeners are going to want to know how they can get in contact with you to be able to connect with you and to, you know, talk about the things that you can provide for them as well, you know, and as a composer and as a grounding healer, you know. So please tell people how they can get in contact with you.
Yes. My website is my name, Lydia Laurie Bussler. .com. I am also just building another website that is separating out my coaching. But you can also find me on LinkedIn by my name, where you can find my business, The Joyful Path LLC. And on Mondays, I do a grounding healing meditation room at 10 o'clock Eastern time. And that is bright and early for Pacific times, 7 a.m. Pacific time. And that is 2 o'clock on, well, actually it's 3 o'clock at this point in the UK. So you can join for a 15-minute grounding session online. It is an audio room. There are, I play Tibetan bowls. I lead us in a meditation session, and you leave feeling refreshed and at peace and ready to go on with the rest of your day. If you have the rest of your day to go on with, or if it's the end of your Monday, then have a nice evening to go on.
Absolutely. I love that space. And like you said, to the Tibetan singing bowls, I have a singing bowl. So I'm looking over to the side there, I have my singing bowl there. And I absolutely love it. And, you know, if you join her, you know, meditation audio room, you know, you may see my face in there too, because I've had an opportunity to join. It's just a lovely, wonderful space and a wonderful way to start off your week. As you know, you're moving forward. It's just a beautiful space. And that's the one thing we want to do. We want to continue to create beautiful spaces just like this one. So, you know, like I said, be sure to, you know, I'll have these links in the description for the show as it airs, so that you'll be able to connect with Lydia and, you know, find out what other things are going on in her now. So one other question that I have, Lydia, and this is something that I ask all of my guests before we close out the show, is what are you doing, or how are you living in this now? What are some things that you are doing to COPE, which is our acronym for creating our peaceful existence? What are some things that you're doing to live in this now?
Yeah. One thing that I do is to really focus on awe, on what I see every day that is just awe-inspiring, just beautiful, just incredible, just beyond my wildest imagination that can happen based on the energy of the earth, the energy of the creatures around me, the energy of energy, the energy of people. And it might be as simple as a bird, and it might be as astounding as a rainbow, and it might be as complex as what happens when we all come together as a team and make something miraculous happen. But it's awe-inspiring. So that's one thing that I really do to live in the now, is I take account of awe every single day.
I love that. I love that. And if you follow her, you will see her 365 days of awe and the beautiful things that she talks about each day. And we can find it in each and every day, like you said, and sometimes the most minor things and the more grandiose things. But it's there. It's there. If we are mindful enough and we take a moment to find it and experience it. Yeah, you know, and that does come with the grounding, and that comes with being present. So thank you for sharing that. How now, and about focusing on awe. I think that's beautiful. All right. Well, Lydia, know that you are always welcome back on the How Now podcast. You are now part of the How Now family, because what's happening with you today may not be what's happening 2 hours, 2 weeks, 2 months, or 2 years from now. So you're always welcome to come back and let us know what is happening in your now. So again, thank you so much for being here with me, my dear friend. And I just look forward to all that's going to be happening in your now and moving forward. Okay. Any final words that you want to leave with our listeners before we go?
I just want to thank you for your truth and for your now and for your blessings. This has been a beautiful experience. My plan right now is to have the blessing of my dog for the evening, who is one of the most grounding spirits in my life. So thank you for hosting me in your beautiful space.
My pleasure, my pleasure. All right, y'all, that will do it for this edition of the How Now podcast, where we talk about how to live in the now. And until we see you the next time, I'll say peace.